You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I am rejoined by my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So when we talk about, when I see my staff do this, it always makes me cringe, is when they start using abbreviations or using jargon within the mortgage or real estate field where the average consumer has no clue what they're talking about.
It's like another language sometimes.
Yeah, and almost every field has things like this. So
yeah.
What I want to do is let's cover a few that are going to be some common ones that if you're going to deal with getting a mortgage or you're going to deal with real estate, there's a few of these that you might want to know.
Right.
And most of these are serious ones, but I know you, Tammy, and I'm sure you found the lighter side of it because when you hear real estate agents talk, you see right through their language and see what they really mean.
Yeah, more in the jargon side of things. Yeah, I have some thoughts on that.
Like what?
Well,
like your translations of what they say.
Well, you know, it's always a challenge to try to come up with descriptions of properties. And that's where that's where my humor comes in as I see the people saying like freeway access, which really translates to house really close to the freeway and it's really noisy.
Right.
So,
or Old Charmer.
Right.
An old and ugly house.
Right. There you go. Or, you know, ready to move in. Someone just slapped a coat of paint on or something. You know, it's like my brain goes to the silly side of things sometimes. So.
All right, well, let's get to the serious side for just a minute.
All right.
And maybe we'll come back to the silly side if we have a little bit of time.
Right.
All right, so one of the, you know, let's just take these in alphabetical order here. So starting with the A's, common one is APR.
Mm-hmm.
Would you know what APR meant before you met me?
Let's see, before I met you, probably not. Well, I know in high school we did, I had a business class, so I probably would have, but I don't know that I would have remembered how to apply it or anything like that.
All right. So APR is annual percentage rate.
Mm-hmm.
And this is required not only on mortgages, but it's required on consumer loans also.
Mm-hmm.
And what it's there to do is actually tell you what is the cost, what's the cost of getting that loan, assuming that you're getting a loan when it includes all the closing costs too. And they only include closing costs that you would not incur if you're paying cash for the property.
So it's the annual cost of a mortgage, which includes your interest and the loan fees. Is that what you're saying?
Right. So they're trying to say, listen, the cost of this loan is not just the interest that you're paying, but it's the fees also. And those fees need to be calculated in. So the government came up with this complex calculation called the APR that that has to get disclosed and invariably just confuses the heck out of people because the number doesn't always mean anything.
Yeah, it's not an easy calculation. Your brain doesn't understand all the differences in the numbers.
And I don't want to brag on this because you know how geeky I am, but I think I'm probably the only guy I've ever met in the mortgage business that can calculate an APR by hand.
Impressive.
Well, everybody does it on the computer, and I don't always trust a computer. So sometimes I'll have to do a hand calculation just to double check to make sure the computer's right.
Do you use your toes too? Your fingers and toes?
I have to go. I can only count to 21 with that.
What? All right, then.
All right. Another one, common one with the A's is arm.
Right. And it's not an arm wrestling thing that you. It may feel like it, though, quite honestly.
Right. Different with the leg, but arm, ARM, adjustable rate mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I don't think we need to go too far into that. One people hear. But in case you don't know what it means, now you do. Adjustable rate mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
Next one, a CMA. If you ever hear a realtor say, "You know, I'll give you a CMA on your house," that's comparative market analysis. So they're basically going to compare your house to other ones around and tell you what your house is worth.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known that. No, not at all.
No,
I thought it would be an award. Like, isn't that the country music award or
CMA
something?
Award?
Yeah.
It could be. All right, so another one in the mortgage industry that you'll hear is DTI, which is debt to income ratio. And that's what we have to calculate to see do you qualify or not as we divide your debts. You take all your debts divided by your income, and there's certain ratios you have to meet or you're not getting a mortgage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Clear as mud.
Clear as mud. All right, Jamie, looking at the
FHA. I see FHA. Now, I recognize that one. Federal Housing Administration.
Yep. That one, don't need to spend too much time on. That's mm-hmm. the government. You know, it's part of housing and urban development. So it's part of HUD. HUD is the umbrella that FHA is within.
Mm-hmm.
And it's there basically to provide housing for people. And FHA in particular insures residential mortgage loans that are made by private lenders.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Let's move on now to down to the H's.
Okay.
HOA is a common term that people hear, but they may not know what it means. So homeowners association, and this refers really to the association that runs your community, and the community could be just the neighborhood you live in. It could be a condo complex, but any of those, the HOA or the homeowner association is what has jurisdiction over it typically.
So if you don't pay your HOA dues, you'll be living at the KOA.
See how I did that? Campgrounds. That's nice play on words. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Another, HUD, that's another one. I know you want to go with the homeowners insurance, the HOI.
Yeah, so HOI,
yeah.
You don't hear people say HOI as much as you may see it written.
Right.
So when we're calculating, like P&I would be principal and interest,
mm-hmm.
taxes, and then insurance. Sometimes we'll write INS. Sometimes people write HOI for homeowners insurance. It's the same thing as hazard insurance is another name for it. So if you see HOI, you know, homeowners insurance, hazard insurance, it's basically the insurance on your mm-hmm. house.
Right, right.
All right.
Okay.
So what other goods we have? LTV is an important one. Okay, mm-hmm. that's loan to value. So that's the ratio of your loan amount divided by the value of your home.
Mm-hmm.
And big determining factor in, you know, interest rates, in private mortgage insurance, and several things like that.
Which, right.
You know, private mortgage insurance brings me to PMI.
That one people hear about quite a bit, I think.
I think most people do know what that is. And just real briefly, private mortgage insurance is a private insurance you have to get if you don't put at least 20% down on a house.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Also, in backing up a little bit, MLS.
Yeah, that's a big one because that's, you know, the multiple listing service, which is what all the agents pay to have their properties listed.
Right. That's the multiple listing service is mm-hmm. where all real estate that's listed is shown in the multiple listing mm-hmm. service.
Which makes it fair for everyone to be able to see all the properties.
Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Another common one is REO, mm-hmm. stands for real estate owned.
Mm-hmm.
So typically it's real estate owned by a bank. If it's an REO mm-hmm. property, that means it's real estate owned by the bank. So once they foreclose on it, it becomes an REO.
Got it.
So next one, RESPA. Okay, RESPA is not one that a lot of consumers hear. It will come up now and then. It's Real Estate Settlement and Procedures Act. And it's basically the overarching act that governs mortgage and real estate professionals and lays out rules. For instance, the very first RESPA rule is prohibition against kickbacks. So if somebody sends me a referral, it's illegal for me to pay them for that referral.
So you can't even send them a six-pack of beer or anything like that.
You know, it's funny because I knew somebody that was sending out $5 Starbucks gift cards.
Sure.
Every time he'd get a referral, he got a big fine for that.
Did he?
He did.
Yeah. And
can't
that's,
do it.
And sometimes that's just, you know, being thankful, but unfortunately right. can't do it.
All right. So there's a couple more of these, but if you want to see the details of them, visit our website.
Yep.
Go to smartwithyourmoney.com. Look for the real estate acronyms and abbreviations, download this list, and it's some good bedtime reading.
Well, it might help clear some things up.
It might.
Or else it'll be the SEP and that's someone else's problem.
So be sure and stick with us as we return. We're going to be welcoming a new team member to Cornerstone Mortgage when we return. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.